This is Ozarks at Large. This week, we're continuing our series on undergraduate research at the University of Arkansas. Dozens of students at the U of A receive Student Undergraduate Research Fellowship Grants, or SURF Grants. The grants award up to $2,500 to be used by undergraduate students for their research. Elizabeth Phillips, a fifth-year student in the Fay Jones School of Architecture, is using her SURF Grant to research ways to make lighting better in spaces for people with visual impairments.
You know, there are people that you don't even know have visual impairments. You can't tell just by looking at them. You have no idea that they struggle getting through a space that otherwise people take for granted.
Elizabeth Phillips says making a space accessible, safe, and usable to its fullest potential for people with visual impairments takes more than just placing a few signs in Braille near elevators. She says she's especially interested in people in the gap between blindness and 20/20 vision and how they can maneuver around structures. Her honors thesis will use evidence-based design research to try to learn more. She'll use a space that the public has access to and ask participants to walk through a series of paths and then give feedback. That information will allow her to develop her goal of suggested guidelines for designers and architects to better accommodate people with visual impairments.
Those answers, the critiques and feedback that I get from the participants will then be used to incorporate some changes on a scale model that I will be building that reflects that space. And then they will come back and view the model through viewports with the changes made, either different lighting conditions or if changes need to be made with materials because of the way they are affected by the lighting, then those changes will be made. Participants will then give me feedback on the changes, and I will use those then to come to some conclusions that obviously won't be final. I mean, it's just a suggestion to try to start bringing that awareness to this field.
Elizabeth, like any undergraduate student working on a senior thesis, had two very important decisions to make: the subject of her research and the member of the faculty to guide her during that research. She says the first choice, topic, was influenced by her personal history. She had a grandfather and great uncle with visual impairments.
And then myself, I have a visual impairment that really affects my ability to move through spaces that have inadequate lighting, or even, you know, not even just the a building, you know, an architectural space. But also even outside, which is part of our environment that we interact with. So there's a lot to be said there. In it kind of helped develop a passion.
The second decision, the faculty advising, was also easy for her. Tahar Masadi is an associate professor in the Fay Jones School of Architecture, and he pays special attention to the role of lighting in architecture. Lighting is a far more important element in a space's usefulness than many people consciously consider.
Just imagine, you know, this room in the middle of the night. There is nothing. Pitch black. You would not recognize this room. You would not make any significance of this room in terms of how you perceive the walls. Everything is even. The moment you turn the light on, suddenly we see a particular condition of this room, which is very distinct from one next door. What makes those distinctions is the light. It's the culprit, if you will. So it seems to me very fundamental to the idea of making space and designing spaces. Lighting is intrinsic. It's unavoidable.
And as the American population becomes older, lighting considerations for navigation in buildings will become even more important. Elizabeth Phillips hopes the research she started at the university can be used to help establish regulations and guidelines in the future. And she credits her decision to enroll as an honors student at the University of Arkansas to give her the opportunity to follow a passion.
Which really has opened some doors, and it does for honors students, to be able to start to explore things that they are interested in other than what the course itself offers. that has been actually, not to sound completely nerdy, but that has actually been kind of fun because I got to explore some things that were of an interest to me, like in the history courses with Dr. Goodstein Murphy and Dr. Sexton. I got to explore some things in Japanese architecture, and we only focus on that in a very minimal, you know, portion of our studies, and so it really helps to develop relationships with the faculty that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Elizabeth Phillips and Associate Professor Tahar Masadi are working closely on her research. He says working with an engaged student is as beneficial to his experience at university as hers. He says there is a common metaphor that an instructor is a full jug, pouring his or her knowledge into the student, who is an empty jug. Tahar says that scenario is completely flawed.
We're both have full jugs, except that hers is probably a red one, and mine is blue. And what we're trying to do is mix the two of them together. That's what learning is all about. That's where passion then begins to grow at the student level, is the idea that you have to look at that individual as a well of knowledge also. You cannot just, you know, assume this unidirectional, if you will, rapport. I think it's if you will, very limiting in the creative thinking of the student. You've got to have him or her as your participant in the quest for any issue that you make.
Elizabeth Phillips continues her research this semester at the University of Arkansas while finishing her work in the Fay Jones School of Architecture. Next week on Ozarks at Large, another undergraduate honors student's research into how a popular game may give some insight into attention spans. That's next week on Ozarks at Large.